Welcome to Crosstides, where stories, ideas, and perspectives flow beyond borders. Each episode, we engage in conversations with people from different backgrounds, exploring diverse topics and the experiences that shape us. Whether you're here to learn, challenge your views, or simply enjoy meaningful discussions, you're in the right place. So, let's ride the tides of thought and see where the current takes us. This is Crosstides. Let's begin.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to another episode of your podcast, Crosstides, where we have conversations that go beyond border. I'm your host, Sharon Tower, and it's a pleasure to be here with you all. And first of all, I would like to apologize, as I know that it has been a while since we last posted a recent episode of the podcast. I'm going to say that the last few months has been a bit busy, has been a bit crazy. Nevertheless, I wanted to make sure that before the end of this 2025, to post an episode where we can reflect over the last months that has been part of this year, to talk a little bit about what we have discussed on the podcast, and of course about things that has been taking place around the globe. Something very brief, I would say. And for that reason, today's episode is going to be a little bit different. There's no guests, no interview. It's just going to be me talking. And as I said before, taking a moment to look back on what 2025 has been for Crosstides, and also the conversations we've shared and the world around us itself. And as I had said a few months ago when this podcast was launched, one of the main purpose of this podcast is to have conversations with people from different parts of the globe that can share a little bit about their work that they're doing and how they are making this world a better place through their field, with the things that they do on a day-to-day basis, or even with the hobbies that they have. And surely the guests that we have had over the last few months, the people that has shared with us part of what they were doing, has been a good example of that, of the things that they are doing, and also their point of view on different topics that sometimes it's necessary to talk about, as maybe we don't question them enough, or they can be sometimes things that we don't even acknowledge that it's there. And in this aspect, it's like one of the topics that we talked about, one of the first topics of this podcast, which was about a citizen of the world, or what makes one a citizen of the world, where we spoke with my friend Krista from South America, from Chile. And we talked about the concept of citizen of the world and how this is not only limited to academia, but also to one's experience and how we are exposed culturally to the world that we live in, and the different experiences we may or not acquire in person by traveling, let's say, or even by staying home in our country and simply reading about the world, or see what's going on around us through the internet or social media. And we also discuss other topics as well, which I would say is very relevant. For instance, the Indigenous Voices Global Impact, where we spoke with my friend Lucy from Brazil, and she shared about her experiences as an Indigenous activist for Indigenous people, and the work that she is doing in her country, and how through legal framework and through different initiatives, she has been trying to do her part in making the voice of Indigenous people of Brazil and Latin America heard. And that has also been an interesting episode where we listened to her and what she has been doing, and some of the events that she has been attending, and trying to highlight a little bit about her work and what's important and why it's important to highlight Indigenous voice, especially in this world that we live in today. And all of these topics in some way has been also related to the colonization. And we spoke about this with my friend Namser from Nigeria, who shared a little bit about how stories that teach and decolonize is necessary in this 21st century that we live in, especially in post-colonial societies, and how learning about our heritage, how learning about where we come from, our stories, our ancestors' stories, and all of that are relevant for younger generations and even our current generation to be more aware of our identity and to be part of that decolonizing process that is also necessary in the society that we live in. And as education also connects with culture, we also spoke about archaeology and culture itself and a bit of history with my friend Jean-Paul, an archaeologist and anthropologist. And we discussed a little bit about the work that he has been doing in different parts of Latin America, like Mexico and Ecuador, but also in Nicaragua, and the current project that he's ongoing through his archaeological project for his PhD. And we talked a little bit about how archaeology is relevant for understanding where we come from and how our past society lived and what we can learn from them as well. So that was indeed a very interesting episode where we spoke a little bit about the past and how it connects us with the future and, of course, the present. And one of the last episodes that we also discussed on this podcast was about radical tenderness for change. And we spoke with Avril from Bolivia, who shared about her experiences working using digital tools, using social media as a way of activism to highlight women's rights overall, gender rights, and about the things that she's currently doing and she has been doing over the last year. Avril spoke about Enyame, which is this character that she used through illustrations on her social media, like Instagram, to be able to create these storylines that touches or highlights different topics that are necessary to go around in regards to gender and equity and all of that. So this was something also that she was speaking about that she was doing in Geneva, the United Nations. And it was an episode that also we surely enjoyed it. And these were some of the people that we spoke with during this year, very briefly. I just went over them and mentioned a little bit about what we spoke about. And it was truly inspiring to speak with these people and to hear about what they are doing and how they are doing their part to make the world a better place through their expertise, through their hobbies, and through the passions that they share to see their surrounding improve more and more. And of course, to make visible the efforts and those people and communities that are often neglected, you know. So it was indeed a rich and a interesting year for a podcast with these different episodes that we had and the people that we discuss. And of course, in 2026, there's going to be definitely more episodes. There's going to be more people that we are going to talk with who are going to share what they are doing from their communities, what they are doing in their neighborhoods, in their cities, in their towns, in their country, and how they think that we can work to make the world a better place through the different areas, in through the different fields that usually we will find people working it. And I think it's relevant because change is something that comes and goes. It's something necessary, and change, just as it can be bad, it can also be good. And people that inspires, people that are currently doing things that are making their surrounding better, are the ones that remind us that changes can be positive and it has to be necessary sometimes. So my gratitude to the people who joined us this year on the episodes of Cross Tides and that shared part of their experiences. But also I want to thank the people that were also engaged with the podcast, the people that were always letting me know that they were listening to the episodes, the ones that were commenting on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, the ones that were also following us on Instagram or LinkedIn, and letting us know via DM that, hey, I'm listening and I really enjoyed this episode. So a shout out to you guys as well, and I appreciate you for listening. And also to those people that reached out and wanted to be on the podcast. We will definitely be having you guys as well this coming year. We do apologize to the ones that reached out and we are not able to coordinate to have that interview, that episode. As I mentioned, the last few months has been a little bit busy, a little bit crazy. Nevertheless, 2026 is coming and you guys will surely be part of the podcast itself. And what a year has this been. As I record this episode, we are currently in the festive season where some of us celebrate Christmas, some people are celebrating Hanukkah, some people are celebrating other festivities around the globe as well. And December basically is a time of unity, is a time to come together as families, a time to look back on the last few months and reflect not only on a collective level but also on a personal level of all the things that we have done, that we have achieved, and maybe even sometimes the things that we need to improve. And as I say these words, I think of how time suddenly feels like it's frozen during this time of the year. Usually the last week or the last 2 weeks of these weeks of December or the last 2 weeks of the year in general always feels a bit slow. Maybe some people might be enjoying some holiday somewhere, or some people might still be working and may only have off on the main days of holidays, or some people are home and they are just enjoying their family, or some people are maybe even by themselves. And it makes me think of how time works and how with how slow it may feel around this time. And it's just a reminder of how life can be sometimes. Sometimes we're too busy with work, we're too busy with our school, we're too busy with even the things that bothers us, that we forget to remember the present. We forget to be grateful for the little or for the much that we may have. And as this year comes to a close, I would like to just remind everyone, as I often remind myself, that it's always good to take a step back, to forget about everything that is going on around us, and be grateful for what we have and who we have. Sometimes this time of the year reminds us of what we have and what we had. And I know the last 12 months, the last more than 360 days may have been good for some people, and it may have been a little bit rough for other people as well. Maybe some people has lost a loved one that maybe they're still mourning to this day. Some people may have lost a relationship that they really cared for and that they really wanted. But we must always be grateful for the people that we had, for their presence meant a blessing, and also it meant a lesson as well. The advice that maybe we have received from the people that are no longer with us, those that has deceased and went on to a better life, the things and the memories that we shared with them that would forever live on, or even those people that are still on this earth, but for some reason we don't hear from them anymore. We should also be grateful for that, as the past sometimes reminds us that, as sad as the present may be, the past once gave us joy as well. So let's take a time and reflect on our year. Let's reflect on the things that we have done, the things that we have improved. And as it's always a tradition for everyone, that when the year is ending, to write their list of resolutions, or in their head they would say, or people would say in general, I'm going to learn how to drive next year. I'm going to go to the gym. I hope that from that list of things that you thought of at the end of 2024, you were able to do most of the things that you proposed for yourself, that you started that studies that you wanted, that you started that business, that you were able to travel to that place you wanted to travel to, that you were able to overcome maybe that difficulty that you were going through. It can either be economically, it can either be a sickness that you're going through, or even the desire, the good desire that you had for other people, that it also may have come through. Because in a world such as ours that is constantly moving, sometimes we forget that we need to connect with ourselves, and we need to remember that there's a time for everything. And just as there's a time to be thankful, there's also a time to be reflective and aware of the things going on around us, and to think of how we can do to achieve the things that we most want for ourselves. So I really hope that whatever you proposed last year for yourself, that you're at least able to achieve most of them. I remember last year, I made a list of 10 things that I wanted to achieve this year. And I smiled because a week ago or two, I went to the list and I reviewed, and I actually noticed that I did most of the things that I proposed for myself. But perhaps some of the most relevant things that I wanted to propose there, I didn't do it because I got lost in everything that was going on around me during the year, with work, with everything. And somehow I forgot what I wrote at the end of 2024 that I wanted to do. Luckily, I did most of the things on the list, but what I didn't do, now I have to add it to my list for next year. So I really hope that you were truly able to at least achieve most of the things you wanted to do. And I hope that whatever you're aiming for in this coming year, you will be also able to achieve it. Just remember that you need to have a bit of courage. You need to have your mindset towards what you want to achieve. And boy, oh boy, what a year has this been. And I think everybody can reflect on what they have been living on a more personal level. Maybe the plot twists, maybe the crazy things that has been going on in your life, or maybe even the sad things, or the bittersweet things. But I feel like if we look around and see what has been going on around the world during this 2025, it makes us realize how much the world has changed and how much we have changed. And this world that we live in is a bit different than it was a few years ago. I remember that a couple weeks ago I was writing my annual reflection that I usually do, or that I have been doing for the last 8 years, that I always post on my website and I share on my social media with my friends. And I just had this, the number in my head. I had the number 2025 in my head. And I was like, wow, 2025. 2015 was 10 years ago. And I sat and I reflected on the things that happened in 2015. I first started to reflect on the things that happened on a more personal level. For instance, I thought of where I was academically. I was finishing a chapter in my academic life, and I was preparing myself for the following year to enter a new one. I was reflecting on the people that I had around me back then that sadly I don't have them today. But I smiled because I remembered the moments that shared with them while they were still here 10 years ago. But then I started to reflect also on the world. I started to reflect on the internet. I started to reflect on people in general, and how much we have changed as society. Now, I don't know how it may be for a lot of people in other continents and in terms of how life was 10 years ago. But I was reflecting on how my surrounding was 10 years ago, where people, in a way, were more connected. At least where I come from, the internet was becoming a little bit more accessible for more people. Internet was already a thing for us, but not everybody had it. And in a way, it kind of made us connect more, you know, in person. It made us have more conversations. It made us go outside, play sports, and enjoy each other's company. It made me think about how 10 years ago, the social media platforms that we use today, even though they were already around, the algorithm was different. Or I may even say, I don't think such thing as the algorithm that we know today even existed. And how the world has changed so much in the last 10 years. People are more online than they were before. The ones that are growing into this digital era, the younger generations, well, I'm young, of course, but the ones that are younger than me, how they will never know, or I would say at least the majority will never know how life was 10 or 15 years ago when social media wasn't everything. You know, people enjoyed each other's company more. People embraced themselves more, I would say, in a way. And I'm not saying this to say that social media is something negative, because we all use it. I use it. But it just to show how much the world has changed in 10 years and how much it would change in the following 10 years. And something that really caught my attention, for instance, was AI. The world has changed a lot in the last 3 years with artificial intelligence. And in a way, people are becoming more dependent of artificial intelligence, which in a way kind of worries, because what happened to the good old days when most people would go to the library, or they would go to the bookshelf that they have in their house, and they would look up maybe something that they wanted to know about. And as easy as AI makes us our life and the access to information, it in a way kind of makes us a little bit more, I would say, lazy in a way, without wanting to offend anybody. Because nowadays, most of us, I would say, or most people, would simply go and ask the AI platform, which I don't want to mention any to not be too specific, a question, which maybe 8 years ago you would ask that directly to one of your search engines like Google, for instance. And nowadays, it's not like that. Or even though it's present on social media, you have it in the chat where it's there, it's present in a way. You can ask it and it will answer you right in the chat, so you don't have to leave it. So the world indeed has changed, and I would say in a way it has changed for good. But we always need to remember sometimes that we need to always stay connected with each other. We need to embrace each other's company. And we also need to remember that reading, listening, is also important. And I'm quite excited in a way to see how all of these technology are going to advance in the following year, and how we are going to adapt to it as well. Because I've seen that over the last year, or even year and a half, there's a lot of countries, there's a lot of regions that have been trying to also adapt legislation, laws that can regulate what we're currently facing with the AI revolution. Well, this episode is not about AI, so I'm not going to get into that. Next year, we will have a special episode to talk about that. But what I'm trying to say is that the world has changed a lot. even politically speaking, with everything that is going on around the world, we're having wars, we're having famine, we're having so many things that is going on. And for us, those of us that are always up to date with the news, or we're trying to be up to date, it's surprising to see that sometimes we are here, we're comfy, we're comfortable, but it's not the same for everybody. And I think that this year has had many relevant events that has highlighted the way the world is changing, and how there has been a lot of shift, politically speaking, socially speaking, and even with the climate itself. There has been also a lot of positive outlets as well, a lot of positive news in terms of how even things has been improving in some parts of the world, but there are also negative things as well. So there's a lot to reflect on. There's a lot to look back on. 2025 is definitely a year where I guess everybody has something that they will remember, a lesson to carry, or even moments that they will always smile about. I personally have a lot to reflect on this year, as it has been in a way a year of reflection in general for me, and I guess for many people as well. So what are your plans for next year? As I said before, earlier on, are you already making your lists to be able to map out the things you want to do and the things you want to achieve? Or are you simply waiting for things to happen? Whatever it may be, just remember that the first step is wanting something. And once you want something, you just need to find a way to get it, the way to achieve it. So I really hope that this year for everybody has been a year of reflection, has been a year of a lot of self-growth, a year to remember, a year to look back and smile. And even if things didn't work out the way you wanted to, I just want to remind you that sometimes when we're traveling through this life, when we're on the road, we come across rocky paths. It's the same like if when we ride a plane, we come across the turbulence, or when we're on a boat, either in the open sea or in the river, we will find sometimes a bit of wave, or the current will try and pull us the other way. But that is also part of growth. Sometimes we need to be exposed to unwanted situations. Sometimes we need to fail in order for us to improve. So I hope that you also remember that if things didn't work out the way, if you didn't get the job you wanted, or maybe if sadly you lost someone, I want you to look at it as life reminding you that sometimes we need to have patience, we need to work hard, but sometimes we also need to be grateful for who and what we have, or what we had, as nothing is also eternal in this life. So may 2026 be a year of growth and of a lot of personal development, professionally as well. And if you also need it financially, then I wished it double for you. Remember to always live in the present and to think about where you are now. Be grateful for where you came from, as these are the things that are going to help you to be a bit more clear about where you need to go and how you're going to get there. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. And next year, 2026, there will be more episodes with people, with guests from around the world that inspires and that are going to also share what they are doing to make this world a better place. So thank you for being in tune. Thank you for listening. I know I spoke about a lot of things in so short period, but the idea was just to say hi, to say thank you, and to also say see you in 2026. So have a great end of year for those that are listening to this episode as 2025 ends. And if you're listening to this episode already in 2026, I wish you a great year, and also to everybody that are always in tune to you and your loved ones. Thank you very much. See you in 2026. This was Cross Tides Podcast.